It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Thursday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio, it is June 2nd of 2022. And we know what AJ Green's next move is. Yeah, in case you missed it last night, I had the report at 6:30 from AJ that his decision, his intentions were to stay in the NBA draft and not use any of his remaining college eligibility to either return to Duke, Iowa State, or perhaps even UNI. AJ Green staying in the NBA draft. Meanwhile, yesterday, we also found out that Iowa's Chris Murray, yesterday afternoon, pulled his name out and is returning to Iowa. You heard that there in the Radio Iowa Sports last hour if you were tuned into the Rich Eisen Show. So, a lot of basketball talk this week as a result of that deadline that was last night at 10:59 Central Time, and was able to, along with getting a statement from AJ last night, able to speak with him at length this morning. And that's what we will get to in the second segment of today's show, is exclusive audio from AJ Green here on the show today. So look forward to hearing from AJ, who expands on everything that went into making his decision, what it's been like working out for the 8 NBA teams he has worked out for to date. And also, too, what he's going to miss about playing college basketball. So plenty to get to with AJ in the next segment. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at the all-new 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page. If you're on the Zuckerberg machine, type in 1650 102.3 The Fan and hammer that like button. Also, at the all-new website, you can get the podcast of this show, along with all sorts of outstanding local and statewide sports content. So bookmark it and make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Number to dial if you want to join in today with any questions or comments to add to the show, 319-277-1918. 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, fire away. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. As always, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. After we do that, we will take the first time out, get you a CBS Sports Flash VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. We'll come back from that break, and as I mentioned, have exclusive audio from NBA professional basketball-bound AJ Green in that next segment. After we're done hearing from AJ, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. That's when you get Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side of that break, and we'll step away from what was, by all means, the obsessive AJ Green watch that we had here on the show, and really just, I think, in the Cedar Valley community, the UNI Panther community, the Iowa State Cyclone community, and we'll just go sports potpourri with regard to what's trending with our guy Sean Keeler of the Denver Post, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist, scheduled to join us in the third segment of today's show. After we're done talking with Sean, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, come back for a final time, and wrap up the show. A couple quick housekeeping items here all this week, right here on The Fan and exclusively on Cole & Company. We are giving you, the listener, a chance to win free brakes for your car, truck, or SUV. All you got to do is be listening to the show this week between 5 and 6, or you could go back to the podcast, and I'm giving out each day a keyword that you take to the website, 1650thefan.com. Right there, smack dab on the homepage, you'll see the National Brake Center of Waterloo post about free brakes. You click into that post, and you'll see where to enter your information as well as the keyword. So enter that all in there, because in case you win, we got to be able to get a hold of you. And we'll pick a lucky winner on Monday during the show. So just a couple days left. We've had a number of people put their hat in the ring, and 2 days left here. So today, the keyword is Blackhawks. Yes, today's keyword on a Thursday. If you want to win free brakes for your car, truck, or SUV, courtesy of National Brake Center in Waterloo, go to the website, 1650thefan.com. You'll see the post right there on the homepage. Click into that post. You'll see where to enter your information as well as the keyword. Today's keyword for a Thursday is Blackhawks. Blackhawks is today's keyword. Best of luck to everybody. Also, too, going to be giving away some tickets here before the end of the segment to a comedy show in Cedar Rapids tomorrow night from 7 to 9:30. So just have the phone holstered. I'll give you more information on the other side of area sports news and scores. So just be in tune for that as well. But let's get down to business here. Area sports news and scores for Thursday. In case you missed it yesterday, the Waterloo girls tennis team won a team state championship. The Sailors rallied to defeat Cedar Rapids Xavier 5-4 in the Class 1A title match at the state team tennis tournament yesterday in Des Moines. Earlier in the day, the Sailors defeated Spirit Lake Okoboji in the semis. It marks the program's 21st state title, extending the record of team championships won by any Iowa girls high school program. The Sailors have now passed Ames boys track for second on the state's all-time championship list. Only Cedar Rapids Washington's 27 state boys swimming titles outnumber Columbus girls tennis. Cedar Falls, meanwhile, was competing in the 2A portion at Waukee. Tigers lost 5-3 to West Des Moines Valley in the semis and then dropped the consolation match to Cedar Rapids, Washington, to register a fourth-place finish. Last night in high school baseball in the Metro, Cedar Falls got past Waterloo West 5-2, and Columbus overpowered AGWSR 14-2. Last night in softball games, Waterloo West swept a doubleheader from Waterloo East, and Columbus rolled past AGWSR 13-2. The girls' state soccer tournament resumed today in Des Moines with semifinal matches in all three classes. In a Class 2A match involving an area school, Waverly Shellrock defeated Norwalk 1-0 this afternoon on Missy Smith's goal in the 14th minute. The defending state champion Gohawks are now 18-1 on the year and will face top seed Dallas Center Grimes in the 2A championship match on Saturday at 12:30. Today in Metro baseball, Waterloo West plays host to Waverly Shellrock. In Metro softball, Cedar Falls hosts a doubleheader against Dubuque Hempstead. Waterloo West plays a doubleheader at Cedar Rapids, Washington. Waterloo East travels to Linmar for a twin bill, and Columbus is at home against North Butler. The UNI men's basketball program has announced the hiring of Gameli Ahelegba as an assistant coach. Ahelegba joins the Panther staff after recently serving as an assistant coach at the University of St. Thomas Prior to that, a Hellebuck coached 7 seasons at the University of South Dakota. He has also held coaching positions at Minnesota State, Concordia Moorhead, and the University of North Dakota. A native of the Twin Cities, Ahelugba is the older brother of former UNI standout guard, Kajo Ahelugba. After one of the most impressive turnarounds in NCAA men's basketball history, Iowa State rewarded basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger with a sizable raise and contract extension of 1 additional year. Otzelberger's contract now runs through 2027, and his guaranteed compensation climbs from $700,000 to $1.2 million annually. Iowa State went from 2 to 22 wins in Otzelberger's first year as head coach, and the Cyclones made the NCAA tournament and reached the Sweet 16 as an 11 seed. The Waterloo Bucks picked up their first win of the season, hammering Mankato 12-3 last night in Northwoods League play. Waterloo broke open a tight game with a 6-run sixth inning. Bucks are now 1-2 on the season and finish their series at Mankato tonight. And finally, the registration period for the ticket lottery for this year's Major League Baseball game at the Field of Dreams has began. Fans with an Iowa zip code can enter for a chance to get tickets to the game between the Cincinnati Reds and Chicago Cubs on August 11th. Registration went live on Major League Baseball's website this morning, and it goes through June 9th. A random drawing will happen on or about June 14th. Winners will be notified via email on the 15th. Then they will be able to buy 2 tickets and 1 parking pass. This year's game will be the second one played at MLB's ballpark built near the Field of Dreams movie site. All right, let's take this final, getting ahead of myself here. Let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we hear from A.J. Green on his decision to remain in the NBA draft. An exclusive interview with A.J. this morning. We'll hear from him next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, goodbye to a couple of NFL veterans, or I should say several of them, as Frank Gore, the NFL's third all-time leading rusher, reportedly signing a one-day contract with the 49ers and retiring, as well as 17-year vet Ryan Fitzpatrick, who played for 9 teams, and 13-year center Alex Mack, also announcing his retirement. The Celtics and Warriors tip off in Game 1 of the NBA Finals tonight in San Francisco. Boston looking to add another championship banner. It's been 14 years since the last one, while the Warriors back in the finals for the first time since 2019 and looking for their 4th title in 8 years. The Avalanche host the Oilers in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. Of the Stanley Cup playoffs, Darcy Kemper left the series opener with an injury, and he is out tonight. Baseball, Yankees and Angels are resuming Game 1 of 2 in the Bronx today. The Yankees in front, 6-1 in the top of the ninth. Aaron Judge, his 19th homer, 1-4 hit by the Yankees today. Detroit edged Minnesota by a score of 3-2. Tampa Bay down Texas by a score of 3-1. And right now in the bottom of the eighth in Toronto, the Blue Jays in front of the White Sox, 4-3. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Jim Rome here. Coming up Friday in the Jungle, a conversation with Phillies slugger Bryce Harper. See you Friday, 12 noon Eastern and 9 Pacific.
Coverage of Cubs baseball begins at 6:30 on 1650 The Fan.
Laughter is good for the soul, and it's good for Definitely Dogs, a nonprofit organization placing highly trained service dogs with persons with disabilities. This Friday night, laugh with comedian Rob Little at the Olympic Southside Theater in Cedar Rapids, performing at 7 and 9:30 p.m. All proceeds from your $20 ticket benefit Definitely Dogs. Tickets available online or at the door. As seen on Last Comic Standing, Carson Daly, and on Comedy Central, you'll lose yourself in laughter with Maxim's Comedian of the Year, Rob Little, tomorrow night at the Olympic Southside Theater in Cedar Rapids.
At National Brake Center, we don't just do brakes. We offer complete expert car care.
Let us create a game plan for you at discount prices in order to maximize your investment.
I'm Mike Weidman.
And I'm David Brookman.
You can trust us to deliver expertise on your brake jobs, suspension, tires, tune-ups, and much more at discount prices.
Come visit us at National Brake Center next to Liberty Car Company, 407 East Mullen in Waterloo.
Are you ready to be amazed?
Book online today at nationalbrakecenter.com.
Or call 235-6300.
The 40th annual My Waterloo Days is coming up June 6th through the 12th. I'm Main Street Waterloo Director Jessica Rucker. Join us for We Are Waterloo, a celebration of our history, diversity, and progress. You'll enjoy live music, the Family Fun Zone, vendors, and entertainment inspiring pride in Waterloo. Volunteers are also needed for this community-wide event. Find the schedule and learn more at mywaterloodays.org. Join us for My Waterloo Days, We Are Waterloo, June 6th through the 12th.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Major League Baseball, the White Sox facing the Toronto Blue Jays this afternoon. Johnny Cueto gets the start for Chicago, while the Blue Jays will start Alex Manoah. The White Sox are plus a run and a half, minus 132 on the run line. Toronto is at plus 110. Chicago is plus 160 on the money line. Toronto is at minus 190. The over-under is sitting at 8. The Cubs will be home at Wrigley Field today, hosting the St. Louis Cardinals. Keegan Thompson gets the start for the Cubs. The Cardinals will counter with Matthew Liberatore. The Cubs are minus 110 on the money line. The Cardinals sitting at minus 106. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony Desiri, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 50. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, 55. High of 76 Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Chance for scattered showers, 72 on Sunday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 78.
Cole and Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues, and had an opportunity this morning to catch up with former UNI and Cedar Falls basketball standout A.J. Green. As A.J., I was able to report yesterday, remains in the NBA draft and will forego any remaining college eligibility and not go to Iowa State, not go to Duke, not come back to UNI, and hope to hear his name called in the NBA draft, or at the very least sign as an undrafted free agent, where he would likely make his way up through the NBA G League. So, just to kind of dig in here, in this interview with AJ this morning, as you might imagine, I asked, you know, do you feel excited, relieved to be on the other side of that decision?
Yeah, definitely a little bit of both. Very exciting, for sure. Just to kind of know what I'm going to be doing moving forward, but also some relief and it was a huge decision and a lot of thought and time went into it. So it's nice to kind of, I guess, have it be behind me now.
Asked AJ, was there one or two things that you could point toward that swayed your decision? And he just said that, you know, simply the urge to be a professional basketball player is what really won out.
It was more just, I mean, every choice I had was a great choice, and it really just came down to me, you know, feeling like I'm ready and, you know, ready to get this journey started as a pro, and just kind of what I wanted to do ultimately.
AJ did acknowledge that as late as yesterday, he was going back and forth with the decision.
Yeah, I went back and forth with it all the time, you know, all the way up to yesterday, basically, and so it was tough trying to weigh, you know, the options and the pros and cons of everything, but really just talking to my family and the people around me, I felt like I mentioned, I was ready, and this was the right step for me to take.
So far, AJ has worked out for 8 NBA teams, and he described the feedback that he's gotten from those franchises.
Yeah, it's all been pretty great feedback and pretty similar along the lines of, you know, teams seeing me as somebody that can make shots, space the floor, and play well off of other guys. And that, you know, if I were to stay in, they said I'd have a chance and opportunities. So So that's, you know, all I feel like I need is just opportunities. I'm with my work. I trust it, and I'll continue to trust it. And think that I'll be able to make something happen.
He also said that workouts with those NBA teams have largely been similar, and that he was able to prepare for them with the help of friends like Seth Tuttle.
Yeah, the majority of them have all been very similar. A lot of, you know, just different shooting, a lot of three-on-three, some one-on-one stuff. So, yeah, they've all been pretty similar in how they've been structured, and just a lot of competitive live stuff and playing, which I've enjoyed the most and has been really fun. I knew a little bit going into it what they would be like, just from talking to my agent and, you know, talking to Seth Tuttle, who's obviously been through it. So I had a little bit of an idea, but, you know, it's also as they go on, you know, get more comfortable and get a feel even more of kind of how it goes.
The eight teams that AJ has worked out for so far are the Milwaukee Bucks, the Sacramento Kings, San Antonio Spurs, Indiana Pacers, Golden State Warriors, Brooklyn Nets, Atlanta Hawks, and the Boston Celtics. And while he's doing his work, preparing to become a professional and make basketball his full-time occupation, AJ pointed out he hasn't lost sight of, you know, kind of how surreal some of these moments have been for him.
Oh, yeah. At every place I go to, I always try to, you know, take pictures of everything and just take a step back to appreciate and just, you know, realize that I have the opportunities to travel around and play basketball in all these amazing places with all these amazing organizations. So, yeah, like you said, as much as I'm, you know, working, go, trying to, you know, improve things, I've also been able to just appreciate it along the way. And because I know there's, you know, a million other people that would love to be in my shoes, and there's kids out there that, you know, have the same dream as me to be here one day. So I made sure to enjoy it, you know, for them just as much as, you know, myself and trying to make things happen.
With the way that the NBA's G League has really grown into a genuine developmental league, which it wasn't, you go back, you know, a little over 10 years, 15 years ago, and we see these examples now, all sorts of guys in the NBA, whether they're role players, starters, you know, the best example right now would be Jordan Poole from the Golden State Warriors, who's in the lineup for a team that's in the finals, obviously game one of the finals between the Warriors and Celtics coming up tonight. Poole was, I think, the 30th overall pick of the first round going back a few years, and played his way through the G League, was a G League second teamer last season, and has really basically risen to stardom with that Golden State Warriors team. You know, looking at all that, looking at what the G League has become, AJ says that played a part in helping him make the decision that he did.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I know my journey will probably be through the G League and trying to work my way through that. But like you said, there's been plenty of guys, especially now, that, you know, playing in the playoffs that have taken that route and made it happen. So, you know, I think it's real good for people in, you know, similar shoes as me, is a place to continue and develop and, you know, get those opportunities to be up with the NBA teams and then try and stick. So, yeah, I think it's great just, you know, what they've been doing with it.
I asked AJ about the critics or the skeptics of his talent, the fact that he, you know, played in the Missouri Valley Conference at a mid-major at UNI, and AJ pushed back and touted the talent that he played against during three MVC seasons as a Panther.
Well, I mean, I think just in general, you can take, you know, the best teams in the Valley year after year, whether, you know, the past few years, it's been us and Loyola and Drake. And, you know, I think you can take those teams against any Power 5 team, and we're going to give them a run for their money. You know, we've proven it. So I think just the league as a whole. But individually, I think, you know, there's been plenty of guys before me that have done it that are stars in the league right now. So I really think it's just about, you know, continuing to try and open eyes along the way and prove people that, you know, individually, I have what it takes and can make it happen. And that you know, this level of MVC is a great conference with, you know, great players and great talent.
Finally, I asked AJ, what are you going to miss most about playing college basketball?
I think for sure just the fans and, you know, the, everything that goes into it, the fans and all the support from Cedar Falls and, you know, supporting the Panthers and just the teammates and the relationships that I've had here in Cedar Falls and developed with guys. So I think that'll be, you know, the biggest thing that I'll miss. But, you know, I plan to keep those relationships and, mm-hmm. you know, continue to build them. So it'll be different. But like I said, I feel like I'm ready for this next step.
There you have it. Audio from an exclusive interview earlier this morning with A.J. Green, the now former UNI Panther, former Cedar Falls High School standout, two-time Missouri Valley Conference Larry Bird Player of the Year, and was the Freshman of the Year in the MVC in 2018-19. Just an absolutely decorated career as a Panther, and the book has closed on that. And, you know, a few things stick out to me here about you know, having the opportunity to catch up with AJ and just kind of soak everything in, you know, kind of surrounding his decision. You do get maybe a little bit, albeit understated in comparison, but Spencer Brown vibes. You remember the UNI football season postponed to the spring made Ellerson Smith the outstanding edge rusher and Spencer Brown outstanding right tackle for the UNI Panthers forego that season and just prep for the NFL draft. And Ellerson was taken in the fourth round, if I'm not mistaken, and Spencer was taken in the third round. Spencer established himself pretty quickly as a starter for the Buffalo Bills, and Spencer Brown said he didn't want to play for anybody else. You know, there wasn't other schools that had belief in him like you and I did when he was recruited. Now, albeit that not being the case for AJ, he's been such a dedicated Panther throughout his career. That it does make you wonder if maybe it was hard for him to see himself playing in a different collegiate uniform. When you factored in something that I said ever since AJ came on the program in late April was that, boy, you know, there's a lot at play here, but he more than twice, I want to say, made it clear that he really would like to play professional basketball and sooner than later. And the fact that he'll be 23, I think, coming up in a couple, 3 months, something in that neighborhood. Talked about this with college basketball TV analyst Kevin Lehman on Tuesday on the show. You know, that's getting into old man territory as far as being a quote-unquote prospect is concerned in the NBA. So, no decision AJ made was going to shock me because it sure seemed like he was really taking his time and was genuinely interested in the options of Duke, Iowa State, or going the path of professional basketball, hoping to be selected in the NBA draft. I know there's people out there saying, well, I haven't seen him in mock drafts. And one thing I told to somebody who had called me was, well, there were a lot of guys, talented guys, who took their name out of the draft yesterday. So all of those mock drafts that you've read to this point, you know, you have to take those with a grain of salt and then some. I mean, it basically all resets right now, right? Because so many guys took their name out of the draft to return to college. And, you know, part of that certainly because they can make money now, right? So perhaps now, after this resets, maybe some more word gets out about the guys who are in and how well they've worked out to the prognosticators. Perhaps we start to see AJ's name crop up in the second round, or a lot of times with these second round prospects, you'll find that it's one, two, maybe three teams that really kind of fall in love with a prospect and say, that's the guy we want to invest in. And whether it's actually selecting them in the draft or saying you're a priority undrafted free agent, and here's, you know, we got some guaranteed money for you. Maybe that's the way it all plays out, but, really appreciate AJ's time and his transparency as he was able to get to his decision. And I know I speak for damn near all the you and I, Iowa State, the basketball community in the state of Iowa, that everybody should be pulling for this kid because he just did it the right way his entire career. I'm certainly going to miss watching him in a Panther uniform. It is, I'm sure it's bittersweet for the fan base knowing whether that's Iowa State or you and I for that matter, that he had college eligibility left. But when you got a talent like AJ does, there are tough decisions to make, and he made his, and I don't see how anybody could fault him for the decision. So there we go. That's kind of closing the book on the obsessive AJ Green watch here on the show and just in all forms and fashion. So let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up on the other side. We will kind of let our hair down a little bit. Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist, joins us. We just go potpourri. Everything that's trending in the sports world. We talk about it next with Sean on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Keel.
High, stoned, wasted, or drunk. No matter the term, impaired driving is illegal and deadly, no matter what you call it. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Iowa forward Chris Murray says he's happy with his decision to return for his junior season. Murray tested the NBA draft process after his sophomore season, in which he averaged nearly 10 points and more than 4 rebounds per game.
I have no guilty conscience staying in the draft at all. So excited to be back. And yeah, I mean, it was definitely a tough decision, probably the biggest one I've made in my life, but I'm happy with the decision I made.
The semifinals are underway at the girls' state soccer tournament in Des Moines in Class 1A. Top-ranked and five-time defending champion Davenport Assumption advanced by defeating Nevada on penalty kicks. 2A, top-ranked Dallas Center Grimes got by Cedar Rapids Xavier 3-1, while second-ranked Waverly Shellrock edged Norwalk 1-0. This is Radio Iowa.
Look at that view. Too bad it can't compete with you.
You're my little sunset.
On land, parents snuggling with one another is described by the kids as so gross. Aww. Ugh, and guys, please.
He's not bad.
However, on a boat, it's kind of sweet and, aw, cute. That's why it's crucial the family saved by bundling their boat insurance with Geico. Savings means more gas money and boating out on the water. The place where a canoodling parental couple is, aw, cute.
I love you more.
Geico for your boat. Bundle and save even more.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 86. This is how you say, gee willikers, it's a hot one. Let's cool down with some Bud Lights. That's it for today. Bud Light, crisp.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan. The all-new 102 at 102.3 FM. And on the 1650 The Fan app.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. And we finally wrapped up what was the obsessive AJ Green watch in the last segment, exclusive audio from AJ, and if you missed any of it, it'll be available on the podcast at the end of the hour at 1650thefan.com. So we're gonna step out of that lane and try to lighten the mood a little bit here and just, you know, go a little all over the place in the sports world. So to do that, we bring in the one and the only Sean Keeler of the Denver Post, and you can follow Sean on Twitter at Sean Keeler. I suppose before we completely step out of the lane, Sean, I know over in your neck of the woods that Colorado State took a big loss in David Roddy, keeping his name in the NBA draft. It was you know, with the deadline yesterday to stay in or come back to school, it was a big day for college basketball talk on June 1st, believe it or not.
Yeah, disappointment is probably the best word for that. We had the two best players in the state here, Jabari Walker at Colorado and then Roddy, as you mentioned, at CSU, both stayed in. Jabari made his choice very quickly. I don't think there was any shock. He's the son of Samaki Walker, and there was always kind of a belief that that was going to be a two-year plan, if any. While he was here, he played his two, had a pretty nice year last year. They got a lot better as the year went on. Playing in a bad Pac-12 helped. They would have liked to see him back, but they weren't shocked that he was. The Roddy one surprised me a little, but, you know, clearly he certainly has the smarts and the overall skill at that next level. I could see what scouts like. He's a super guy to talk to. He's a great kid. Minneapolis kid. I believe he went to Breck, the private school up there in the Twin Cities. Not a big guy, but if you see him in a 3-and-D role and he sees himself in that way as a 6'5 guy with some bulk, you know, that's a niche now. Guys can make money doing that. And if he feels as good about enough about his shot, scouts feel good enough about his shot, he certainly has the physique as a former high school quarterback and a really, really stacked guy. Physically, you know, 6'5", 250, could have, you know, we joked he could have gone the NFL draft and kind of an Antonio Gates kind of thing we used to joke about. But clearly the NBA scouts see something there, and we'll see how that pans out.
Sean, since we're on the subject and you follow the NBA closely, and I always joke about how we don't have very many NBA fans here in Iowa, but as it relates to what the audience would be interested in, with the way that the G League has developed over the past decade plus, really genuinely into more of a developmental league. It's kind of funny now that it's the G League because of the Gatorade sponsorship, but it's actually more of an actual D League now, a developmental league. Mm-hmm. It seems like there are franchises out there that are saying, you know what, we're not going to run scared away from the 22, 23-year-old and putting a year or two of investment into them and seeing what they might be able to be for us as a really cheap, cost-controlled 24, 25-year-old. Do you feel like we're sharing the brain there on that? Because, you know, A.J. Green over here in the Cedar Valley, he's entering the draft nearly at 23 years old.
Yeah, that had the D/G league, as somebody who even covered it in Des Moines, you know, 10 years ago, mm-hmm. however long ago it was now, when that was getting going, that was... its survival was going to depend on an NBA commitment of how serious the league was, given the CBA, given that, you know, because things like that have kind of fallen apart in the past. I mean, there's been an argument for a formal minor basketball developmental league for decades, man. I mean, there was one. It was the NCAA. I mean, it was college basketball.
Yeah.
And so you kind of had to toe that line. Well, where yeah, you know, what's best for my marketability if I'm, you know, 18 to 22, and where do I want to be at X amount of years? I think the G League in that sense is only going to grow because the league has made a financial commitment and certainly a PR commitment, I guess, with getting ESPN involved and some of the fact you can actually find it on television quite easily if you're in the family of networks. I never would have thought that 10, 11 years ago. That's a league foresight. I think they see where this is going. And when you track it back to kind of where things are going with NIL and with all the kind of the chaos of college sports right now, the NCAA is kind of a scary place for a lot of reasons that you've talked about and you and I have talked about, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners have talked about, or certainly a place in flux as we make the Wild West comparison right now. So if you're the NBA and you really want to start bidding on 17 to 21-year-old talent, why not compete with the colleges for that? You know, why not make something that's more attractive that's in your business interest and clearly in their business interest, because that's what this has always been about is players trying to monetize their skills. I think that's kind of inevitable to a certain degree. And although I've always kind of been of the belief that I wish that pro basketball would go to the old baseball plan of you can get drafted. Was it you can get drafted up until you enter college, but then you can't re-enter until after your junior year. I think that would be a nice way to kind of compromise and preserve those who want their collegiate degrees and those who just want to play to pay to play.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with either of those. I mean, we'll go back to Spencer Haywood, well before yours or my time. You know, he wanted to pay to play. At 18, 17, if you're 18, if you're a legal adult and you want to go work and that's your skill, go work. But if you want to go to college, you can't enter the NBA draft until you're 21. I'd be okay with that, too. But, you at least give them two paths.
Yeah, something along those lines. I'd be all for that, too. Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Sean will make sure we don't go over our quota. It's not a very big one, but Celtics-Warriors game one tonight of the NBA Finals. Contrasting styles. It's almost kind of stereotypical, if you will. You've got that defense-first Eastern Conference team versus the offensive dynamo of a Western Conference team in the Golden State Warriors. They've got the championship pedigree. The Celtics are a team that look like they should be back in the finals with this core of players they have, more than just this year. I had picked a Celtics-Warriors final going back a little over a month ago. I'm not sure anybody really cared that listens, but I just wanted to take that victory lap right now. I think that this could go seven games. I'd like to hear your pick first, though, if I could.
Yeah, a lot of this was kind of dead to me. I became an Iowan after the Warriors knocked out our Nuggets here. And we've had we have the NHL equivalent of the Warriors here in the Colorado Avalanche, as you know. So I have not seen as much of these last two rounds, and maybe even as you have. I've seen a lot of the Warriors. I'm riding that train till it stops. I'm sorry, when you've got three healthy Hall of Famers, if not more, on that roster, that's a tough thing to go against at this level. As good as the stories the Celtics are, as well constructed as they are, as good defensively as they are, Warriors in six. I mean, maybe it goes seven. Maybe it's a fight back there. In Boston, but I don't know, man. Once you got this train moving, it's hard to slow it down. That's a scary bunch. It's fun. I mean, the Celtics, if you're a Celtics fan, I remember Larry Bird. Well, the Warriors have like three of them.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing to go against,
Yeah. And it for me, as much as I'd like to pick the Celtics as an Eastern Conference guy, as a Bulls fan, I can't pick against the Warriors with what they've done and what they've shown this year, getting everybody back healthy. So we'll leave it at that. Okay, Frank Gore and Ryan Fitzpatrick retired today. Sean, I this isn't going to make you feel any better, but I officially feel old as hell now.
Well, Fitzpatrick isn't much younger than me. So I already felt pretty old. You wondered if that day would ever come, certainly for Fitzpatrick. Running back, if you make it past 32, you should get a couple gold watches with the way the league runs now. But quarterbacks can go forever, man. If you feel like you want to do it, you can sling it. Clearly, Amazon, whoever his next employer is, have made him a better deal, and I just hope that he dresses as fancy on TV when he's calling games as he did for some of those post-game news conferences.
Yeah, no doubt. A few more minutes here with Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter. Hey, how's the return on investment going for the Colorado Rockies with one former Cub, Chris Bryant? What's the latest on Christopher?
Chris Bryant?
Yeah, Chris
Bryant.
Is
he still playing Colorado?
I thought he was still playing baseball with the Rockies.
They are paying him, and they're paying him a lot of money. You know what that's starting to look like? Starting to look like Scott Boras is a pretty good used car salesman. And you're chuckling, and I hope you folks in the radio can hear that. That's not good. It's one of those where now the whispers are coming out of Scott Boris ripped off the Rockies again. Yeah. And everyone just kind of goes like, yep. Now, it's a 7-year deal. There's a lot of time to, you know, air quotes, to try to make up for that. But on year one, I don't believe he's hit a home run yet in a Rockies uniform, and it's, what, June 2nd?
Yep.
It is June 2nd, isn't it?
Yep.
He didn't play 30 games yet, I don't think. I want to say it's under 25. Wow. Let's put it this way. And if you want to walk away, drop the mic on this note. There is now a wager on sports radio here in town as to who will play the higher percentage of their games next season. Michael Porter Jr.
Oh.
of three back surgeries
with
the Nuggets,
no.
or Chris Bryant with the Rockies.
Oh.
Which contract is worse?
Poor Chris. Oh, man.
Let's put it this way. He's already being lumped with MPJ in this market, and that is not the company you want to keep, my friend.
Not at all. As much as I would like to mic drop on that one, I can't help myself. My Cubs are pretty hopeless. But, boy, your Chicago White Sox seem to be melting down.
Oh,
they seem to be – it seems to be a grease fire. And I was tuned into a little bit of Chicago sports talk radio over my lunch break today. And Tony La Russa is pouring gas on the fire with the lineup that he's running out there today. What is this doing to your mental health, Sean?
It's hard because the FCC doesn't have enough fines for the words I've used to describe Tony La Russa and the White Sox, my friend. It's not good. It's like he's trolling everyone because he's best friends with the owner.
Yep.
It's a remarkable. If I weren't, as you are, if you're not a White Sox fan, you just have to look at this and point and just laugh at the high comedy because it's so dysfunctional. It's so bad. And as I said on Twitter, when they lost Tim Anderson, which they say 3 weeks, but it'd probably be longer than that, who is basically the only reason to watch this terrible offense, you had an unwatchable, unlikable team that now is pretty much unsalvageable. And this road trip, you know where they go after they get swept by Toronto? Then they go to Tampa.
Ooh.
Then they come home, and get this, they play the Dodgers.
Ooh.
So, yeah, this is a great stretch. So for the 6 White Sox fans in the state of Iowa, if you can defend Tony La Russa to me, good luck. But at the same time, there ain't nobody who's going to move him because that's the owner's call and that's the owner's pick. And the only person who can fire Tony La Russa is Tony La Russa. And that drives me
It really is such a damn shame because Rick Hahn was this close.
Define this close. He hasn't helped either. There's not a saint in that group. That whole thing. Honestly, sir, I hate to walk on this because now you made me sad. I was happy to walk away on Chris Bryant, and now I'm going to walk away very sad.
My apologies.
You know, and I know you don't. You don't apologize. You love it. This is me suffering. I wish someone, if I had a magic wand, that. If I own the White Sox, I'd fire everyone and hire everybody from Tampa and say, just do what you do. Just do it.
It's a great.
You have complete carte blanche. Do the same thing. We don't even have to. We'll even give you a little more money. Just do it. But they won't. And I don't have that wand, and therefore I'm sad all the time.
Welcome.
It's just not good.
Welcome to life as a Bears fan with the McCaskey family.
Yeah, but you're not hiring. But you're not digging up George Halas and trying to get the zombie version of your greatest coach.
Oh man, that's
try
just come on.
Run the team after the fact and
doing Tony so dirty right
different.
Now.
And don't
guy's a Hall of Famer. Put some respect on his name, Sean.
I've done him far dirtier in private. That man is an abomination. That hire was a joke.
Oh my!
It is just literally defecating on a fan base in a window after, I can say defecate,
yeah.
After you've blown it up. As you know, you were on the Cubs plan. Well, the Cubs hired Joe Madden and signed, you know, John Lester and made some big-time moves. this team signs Yasmani Grandal, who's done. That was their big money ad. And Dallas Keuchel, who they just cut.
They got Josh Harrison.
Yeah. Oh. The White Sox are a great example of getting exactly what you pay for and exactly what you deserve. Sometimes in life, that happens. And unfortunately, it happens to my team, which sucks.
There's the mic drop. Sean, there's a lot of day left. You can turn it around. Have a good one, man.
All right. Thanks. See ya. Bye.
See ya. Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports columnist and reporter, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. We come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Kyler Murray back at OTAs for the Cardinals. According to NFL Network's Mike Garofolo, Murray returned to the facility Tuesday to work out ahead of Wednesday's practice. Arizona still working on a contract extension for the former first overall pick, and Garofolo says his return is not an indication a contract extension is imminent, but is instead a show of good faith discussions on a new deal will pick up. Tragic news out of Dallas Wednesday. Former Cowboys running back Marion Barber III was found dead in his Frisco, Texas apartment. Barber was a Pro Bowler in 2007 after rushing almost 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns in a season that he didn't start a game for Dallas. Barber finished his career with 4,780 rush yards and 53 rushing touchdowns. He was just 9 days away from celebrating his 39th birthday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
When your child is in crisis mode, your whole family springs into action. But what if that emergency is beyond your ability to solve all on your own? That's when you need someone trained in family crisis management, someone who cares, someone who won't judge. Hello, I am Natalie Clapp of Families First Counseling Services, and no matter the cause, our therapists and behavioral health specialists of Families First Counseling Services will join you and your family to help find the solutions. We can meet with you virtually through telehealth, or you can come to our office, whichever you prefer. We'll support you to get to the other side of this. Families First Counseling Services of Iowa is dedicated to the process of partnering with families today to help foster growth and success tomorrow. Visit us online at families-first.net, and remember, Families First cares.
Serving over 40 counties, their family care coordinators help entire families deal with the daily stress of life. Families First Counseling Services in Waterloo.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Tonight, the Golden State Warriors will take on the Boston Celtics. It's game one of the NBA Finals. Each finals game is important, but there's a real argument to be made that game one is the most important. First game sets the tone for the entire series. Of all the best of seven series in playoff history, the winner of game one has gone on to win the series just over 75% of the time. The team that wins game one on their home court, that number jumps up to just under 85%. Could be a big concern for Boston. The Warriors have been dominant at home this season. Golden State winning 11 consecutive games in San Francisco, and the team is 31-10 at the Chase Center. Obviously, every series is different, but when you look at the numbers, Boston really needs to show up tonight. They're 3.5-point underdogs, because if they don't, the Celtics could really hurt their chances of trying to get that record-setting 18th NBA championship. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
And now a message from Discover about customer service and common sense. When you have credit card questions, it's nice to have them answered by a real live person. You know, a human being who's actually understanding your issues and works to resolve them. Someone with a knack for helping others and has a pulse. In other words, what you don't need is a robot. And that's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. It's live customer service. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
If you're in the market for a new home or your dream home, go with a lender you can count on for competitive rates. Over 300 loan products and thousands of loan consultants to help make sure you get the home and the mortgage that you want. Call now to see if you're pre-approved. 866-888-LOAN. 866-888-LOAN. Or go to LoanDepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
Welcome back for a final time on this Thursday. Got to thank Sean Keeler of the Denver Post and AJ Green, now former UNI Panther,
go to the website if you want to win free breaks. Today's keyword is Blackhawks. Today's keyword is Blackhawks, 1650thefan.com. Free breaks from National Break Center in Waterloo. Back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.